This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Driver, a shout out, a call out. Attention, please, Kmart shoppers and radio listeners. This is the DJV program with D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, not along just for the ride, but she is very much an integral. You know how hard it is to say that sometimes? It's one of those words, integral. Because people say it like library in February and that sort of thing. So, anyway, Kara, we have a salute to your
integral.
That's true. Your integralness.
Well, just do it like the Brits. They say integral, which makes it easier.
Integral. That's good. I like that. Yes. All right. So, here, let's go back to integral personality Jennifer Horn with the lead story of this half hour. Jen.
Well, it seems that things are pretty tense in Washington, D.C., and that is because the Attorney General, who testified before the Senate yesterday, has decided he is not going to testify before the House today. The Justice Department issued a rebuke, I guess, to Democrats on Wednesday, informing the House Judiciary Committee that the Attorney General would not show up for his scheduled testimony before the panel, that the department would not comply with the subpoena for the special counsel Robert Mueller's full report. This was a double whammy for Democrats in the House. On Wednesday, the Attorney General showed up to the Senate and sat before the Senate Judiciary Committee and answered a lot of questions, over 4 hours, I think, maybe 4.5 hours of testimony. He took questions from Republicans, from Democrats, and answered them all, defended his handling and the Department of Justice handling of the Robert Mueller investigation and the release of the report with redactions. And he had volunteered to sit before the House committee today. The thing that changed is that the House Democrats, led by Jerry Nadler, who is the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, said...
Nadler, he should be called Nadler the Tattler.
He said, we don't really want to interview him ourselves. No, we want lawyers to come in and interview him. And so the Department of Justice said, no, we're not doing that. He's not a criminal. He's not under investigation. He's here to talk about the release of a report. And so, unless you guys change your tune, he's not coming in. So he has pulled back from his offer. This was a voluntary thing that the Attorney General had just set up before the report even came out, that he would come and sit before these committees. So he said, not going to do that. Then the House Democrats had also subpoenaed for the full version of the Mueller report, which the Department of Justice said, no, you're not going to get. You're getting it with redactions. There is a version, however, that is available with less redactions that have been made available for public consumption that members of Congress can go look at. Apparently, that's not enough. So the war is on now between the Department of Justice and House Democrats specifically.
Good God.
This is ridiculous.
My observation is these guys are all beginning to look like each other, too. Have you noticed? There's some kind of a... You look at Barr's face, and you look at Nadler's face, and look at some of these... It's just they all look the same. They all sound the same. They all act like they are the most important and intelligent people in the world. I think Nadler comes across as not being very bright at all. Barr does come across as being pretty bright, but then all of the rest of the mix of questions and arrogance and who the hell do you people think you are, it's a turnoff for most of the American people. If you think this is exciting or fun, something wrong with you. Because there's not anything about this that's fun. No, it isn't. It's not. There's something wrong, inherently wrong, with this in terms of
it's
how...
It's really political. It's
well,
what
but
it,
okay.
It's really political.
Let's just take
the Attorney
politics
General is not
out of
supposed
it.
To be political. The
and
Attorney
he's not
General's,
acting that way. It's the
well,
Democrats
no.
that
is
are acting
not,
pretty badly.
Yeah, but if he's not going to testify, I mean, he can handle
he shouldn't
it.
Testify.
He has some
lawyers.
He should.
He's the, he, well, I disagree with that. He is his job is to be the Attorney General, which is the attorney for the people of the United States of America. And so if representatives of the people of the United States of America have questions for him, What's he hiding? He can handle it.
That's not the problem, though, Victoria. He actually spent, like I said, yesterday, he was there for 4.5 hours taking every question from everybody who wanted to showboat and ask him a question. And he answered every single one of them. The problem is that, and I agree with you, if the House members, and actually the Attorney General said it himself, he wants the members of the House to ask him questions. But they're refusing to ask questions themselves. They want to bring in lawyers to ask questions on their behalf. That is the only thing that is so unheard of. The only reason it was ever done before was in the to protect a victim in or alleged victim in Christine Blasey Ford by Republicans who wanted to separate themselves from asking questions or tough questions. So this is pretty unheard of that members of the House said that all they want to do is talk to the Attorney General, yet when they have the opportunity, they're saying, nope,
and
we want a lawyer to question him. So that's why he's backing away.
I get that, but this is if he doesn't just answer the questions. And look, I do think he's an intelligent guy. I think he could handle the questions. He is a lawyer. If another lawyer asks him a question, I think it would just shut everybody up. Because this is by refusing to testify. Well, I disagree. I think it would. I think the American people would breathe a sigh of relief. Okay, it's over. Let's move on
to
the next stupid thing.
Everybody still wants to talk.
I'm just saying, it's not going
to
end. It's not going to end. The Democrats are not going to give up. And I am a Democrat. But what I'm saying, it would have just been better. And if he even has to say, I'm not going to answer that question, next one, and move along the line and get it over with. I think that perpetuating this, it stokes the flames and it's not going to go away. And I think the American people are sick of all of it.
Well, it wouldn't go away anyway, Victoria.
Maybe he could show up the rest of the lawyers and then just have it over with.
But that's not his job. At this point, none of these people are doing what they're hired to do, and that's serve the interests of the American people. There's not a damn thing that's being served by all this hoopla. Nothing. You're not going to get Trump out unless the people decide next year to not vote him in. This is all just complete bunkum, and it's frustrating to the point of, unless you're really a hardcore politico and you have some misadjusted point or sense of what's right and wrong or what the responsibility is, the thing that Jennifer said that's true here is that he's not, Barr isn't on trial. He didn't do anything other than somebody take a few shots at him. You make good points. I think that
I just would like to pop this balloon and get it over with.
Yeah,
you know?
But are
and
you
I
th- going and I think, to do it?
I don't. I think by him not doing it, I don't know that I don't think the Democrats are going to give in and say, "All right, fine, we're not going to use lawyers. We'll just use our own questions." I don't think that's going to happen. And if it does happen, is he then going to say, "Okay, I will come and testify"? I don't know. I'm so sick of all of it. I'm not like Jen. I don't follow this stuff. I feel like I'm more of like a typical American. I don't live and die by this stuff, and I know Jen is super informed, and I know that this is also part of your other jobs. But I think the typical American is kind of like what Doug was saying, is just so over all of this.
Well, I agree, and I think that's why it's a bet for Democrats right now. The reason I think you're seeing even more pushback is because in doing all of this, Democrats haven't achieved anything legislatively in the time that they've been in the House. So by pushing them and by making them say double down and say, yep, we're going to just only bring in our lawyers and we're not, you know, after all they did is said, well, we want to talk to you. Well, okay, here I am, talk to me. Well, no, we want our lawyers to talk to you. This is going to make them, it's going to be hard for them to keep control of the House, I think, in 2020, because I don't think they are doing
fault.
The will.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And I don't
then
think they are doing
fault.
The will of the people.
Yeah, they aren't. Okay.
And people are tired of it.
Here's another White House-related bit of info. They have asked Congress for $4.5 billion in emergency spending for the border. The request cited the growing humanitarian and security crisis, $3.3 billion for humanitarian aid to help house migrants, and $1.1 billion for border operations. Another outrage. My money is being spent on something that I have absolutely no interest or control over. I can't.
That's very
do anything
frustrating, I think,
about
to a lot
this.
Of Americans.
But this is too. It's more of the same stuff. What's getting done? Okay, they can beat their chest. Oh, aren't we great? Because we decided we're going to spend $2 billion to fix the roads that weren't built right in the first place. What's right here? We spend our time complaining and bitching and moaning about stuff. What is going on that's good? We certainly, in terms of politics, practically nothing. We find other great stories of good things that are going on And that's neat for us to tell the stories. I love doing that and would like to spend my whole morning with you doing that. But unfortunately, because of kind of the needs of the stations and some of the people listening to some of the stations, the information that we talk about here, the way we start the day, the best quote-unquote stories of the day are the ones that get traction. But you're right. Most of the people, if we were to do a focus group right now, I guarantee you, mostly because of the attitude that we have collectively as an entertainment information medium, people would tell you the same thing, that they've had enough of all of this stuff. But it isn't, we don't feel we could ignore all of it. And believe me, some days I really want to ignore all of it, but it's not us doing our jobs if we do that. And to give you a little bit of if you will, you know, I love O'Reilly's back on the radio. He's got a 15-minute thing that he's doing on, I think, about 100 stations have picked it up, many of them probably carrying this program in the no spin zone. He's nothing but spin, the complete spin. He always was spin. And that's the way, when we talk about this stuff, it's spun once the facts are presented, once we give you what you need to know about it, and then our comments and our opinions and that sort of thing come in. Sometimes there's some clarification. I find myself being very proud of the info that comes out of this program, because most of the time it's more than you'll get elsewhere, and there's clarification. There's more. There's sort of behind the scenes. Jennifer has her things that she's interested in. Victoria has her things she's interested in. I do. And so we bring more light to it. For example, in the next half hour, we're going to talk about one of the boldest, most outrageous reasons not to vote for Trump that there is. I'm almost speechless. You can hear it in my voice. The information that has come from the EPA that you will hear about in the next half hour in our discussion. It's so unbelievable. I don't know what to say other than I'll give you the info and you can listen to the tone in my voice and, you know, you can make up your own mind one way or the other. Let's talk about something we all agree on. I knew that once we had a lot of conversation here about the new MyPillow mattress and the mattress covers, the new things that are continually coming. Is that the right word? Continuously or continually? Which is it? Continuously?
Continuously.
It's continuously coming from MyPillow, the mattress topper. We all know that the folks at MyPillow made their stock and trade, the pillows, fabulous pillows. Well, the latest incarnation of new adaptations to help you get a better night's rest are these Giza sheets. I didn't say geezers, no. The Giza sheets are not for geezers.
Not until we get in them.
Yeah, right. Yes. And you'll feel fabulously relaxed and wonderful. It's just and the guarantees that go with the products, like these sheets, because they, among other things, people complain about the fit, right? You put your fitted sheets on the bottom and the darn things, they never fit right. So that's what has been addressed here. Not only is the cotton the best that there is from Egypt, it's also the fact that the sheets are durable, they have deep pockets, so they will fit on any bed. And so, like the pillows you like so much, the sheets are made right here in our country, 100% machine washable, dryable cotton. So right now, while you're thinking about it, go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, and get 30% off using the code DJV. Yep, MyPillow, Giza sheets, 30% off, and free shipping. MyPillow.com, new sheets, promo code DJV, 30% off. Get them now.
Oh, my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Mm-hmm. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wait a minute. What happened? I thought this was May the 2nd. And you think it was December 2nd with our music here? Well, 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 boys and girls. 24 after the hour here on the DJV program. We are focusing on Mariah Carey. And when you focus on Mariah Carey's music, you got to bring in All I Want for Christmas Is You, because I think that's probably, with most people, the most resounding bit of music, although she's got plenty of other things to her credit.
What's the name of her new Vegas show, too?
All I Want for Christmas Is You. It's a holiday show, and that's the headline here. She's going back to Vegas. She announced that she's returning to the Coliseum, which is at Caesar's Palace, starting in November for the holiday show. She posted the dates for the Christmas run, revealing that she's back in the holiday spirit starting the 22nd. When's Thanksgiving this year? Anybody know?
I don't know. Thursday, isn't it?
No, it's fourth Thursday.
Every year? Fourth Thursday?
Yeah, fourth Thursday. Yeah, right. Anyway, there are other shows stated for the 23rd, 27th, 29th, and 30th. I'm betting that those will sell out fast. They go on sale at 10 o'clock next, what is the 10th? Next
Friday.
Thursday.
Week.
Huh?
Friday. It's Kara's birthday. You said you wouldn't forget.
That's right, too.
Come on, Dougie.
All right, I didn't forget.
He only remembers Jen's birthday.
No,
let's be honest. Because
right.
I remind him.
I remember my birthday.
Okay.
Duh. All right, anyway. So she had some dates also added to the Butterfly Returns residency at the Coliseum with the kickoff on Valentine's Day next year. The shows are all over the month of February. She's gearing up to hit the road for her Caution. How many tours has she got?
I know. She's busy.
She's starting May 22nd at the arena in Dublin. Last night she took the stage at the Billboard Music Awards to receive the Icon Award, perform a medley of her biggest hits, which we are listening to in part here.
Yeah, well, it was not
you
good, though.
It?
Yeah.
It wasn't?
Yeah.
It was
it's sad. She just can't hit any high notes anymore, and her backup singers, you know, she has to lower the key of every song, and it's just, I don't know, it made me feel kind of awkward watching it. I just felt weird. It was fun. Everyone in the audience was obviously still having a good time because of the nostalgia around all the songs, but she sounds like a very average singer, and if you ever listen to her live in, like, the 90s, it was just unbelievable the notes that she could hit.
Yeah. Well, she's still giving it the old college try, it would seem.
She looked pretty good, I thought.
Didn't give up.
She
yeah.
did, yeah.
Speaking of somebody who hits the notes, Paula Abdul at 57 is hitting pretty much every cylinder and every note. Last night, she closed the aforementioned Billboard Music Awards with a six-minute song and dance routine, all of her hits. This summer, fans can find her on stage at the Flamingo in Las Vegas. They were at the MGM Grand last night. She has this residency starting for herself in August called Paula Abdul Forever Your Girl. Starts the 13th of August. First leg features 20 dates, runs till January 4th. Paula says she'll add more dates or even become a permanent resident if the fans like it. This year coincides with the 30th anniversary of Paula's hit Straight Up, 31st anniversary of her album Forever Your Girl. While it took a record 64 weeks for Forever Your Girl to hit number one on the Billboard charts in 89, she was the first female to ever receive four number one Billboard Hot Singles off of a debut album. It's a pretty good wow. accomplishment. She ranks number 10 on Billboard's all-time top 200 albums, by women anyway. Abdul got her start as a cheerleader for the L.A. Lakers, remember?
Yep.
She attracted the attention of the Jackson family, choreographed the victory tour in 84. A lot of videos for Janet, who's also launching her own Vegas residency in May. She said, I saw Janet last month, gave her an award. So lovely to be able to give credit to her. It was the commitment that she had and our camaraderie. And that's how I started becoming a famous choreographer. So good for her. Good for Paula Abdul. It's 28 after on the DJB program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. And that yes is with Calitrin.
Hey, y'all, this is Elizabeth with Calitrin. I just wanted to extend this huge special that we have right now. It's our Easter Unlimited Buy 3, Get 3 Free. This only comes around a few times a year, so this is your opportunity to get Calitrin. 6 months at half price. Who doesn't love that? So check it out. Toploss.com is the website. TOPLOSS.com. That's where you can find the Buy 3, Get 3 Free at toploss.com. Or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. And take advantage of the big buy three, get three sale at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It looks like Attorney General William Barr is not going to show up to testify at today's House committee hearing. In a statement, a Justice Department spokesman says Barr will skip the hearing because of plans to have committee staffers question him. The department calls that inappropriate, unnecessary, and unprecedented. Meanwhile, at a Senate hearing yesterday, some Democrats were accusing Barr of lying and protecting President Trump rather than acting as an attorney general. Democratic Congresswoman Mazie Hirono.
Being attorney general of the United States is a sacred trust. You have betrayed that trust. America deserves better. You should resign.
Republican chairman of that panel, Lindsey Graham, accused Hirono of slandering Barr. In his testimony, Barr stood by the way he's handled the final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 5 quarts and a Wix filter for $33.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card and 150 O-Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's the DJV program from the Martha and Marley Spoon Studio. If you want to be a part of Martha's free taste test for the new meal service that they have, you get free meals, three of them. Be the first one out of, well, you can be first in the first 100 to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. And he'll be taken care of by Martha Stewart. Right now, I want to be taken care of by Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, as far as information is concerned. Actually, Victoria has the spotlight at the moment.
Well, I think probably the most infuriating story we'll hear, at least for you and me, Doug, I know we feel the same way about this. The EPA, this is starting to trend now as it's leaking out. The stuff for some reason just does not get, I know there's a lot going on politically, so this doesn't really make major headlines, but it is a very serious story. The EPA has made an official ruling that the main ingredient in Monsanto's popular weed killer called Roundup, it's glyphosate is the specific ingredient. They say, the EPA says, that it does not cause cancer. They say it found no public health risk, despite lots and lots and lots of of information that has leaked out from the EPA's own scientists disputing this, but the agency says it found no public health risk to Roundup's active ingredient glyphosate. And, of course, this contradicts multiple court rulings, especially recent ones. In 2018, a jury awarded a former school district groundskeeper in California $289 million in damages after he developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from using Roundup. And in March, a federal jury awarded more than $80 million in damages to a California man who says Roundup caused his cancer, and he also developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using the weed killer for decades. And so the EPA's conclusion basically reconfirms their 2017 assessment, which was the same thing, saying, oh, it doesn't hurt, it's fine. One of the most infuriating parts of all this, the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, was actually quoted as saying, if we're going to feed 10 billion people by the year 2050, we're going to need all the tools at our disposal, which includes the use of glyphosate. So there you go, Doug. You're off to the races.
So Sonny Perdue is never and has never been a bright light. He was the ag secretary in Georgia before he became the secretary of agriculture countrywide. He's been going around the country. He impresses people who want to have to suck up to politicians. That's about it. He doesn't, the average farmer, not interested in them. And the average farmer that I know, I went to a meeting of the National Farmers Union in New Hampshire the other day, and I'm actually going to Boston today to testify before a House committee and a Senate committee regarding various agricultural matters. Because Massachusetts is looking at banning the use, and so are other states. If the feds won't do it, then the states will take this on. I'm surprised California, Jennifer, hasn't banned it already, because they ban everything there. Europe has banned it. Somebody will say, some Jerkelberger will say, well, look, it's only two people that have sued them, and yada, yada, yada. It's not the suit. It's the information that even a three-year-old can read. Well, maybe not a three-year-old, but somebody in the third grade can read it and say, Mommy, Mommy, what does this do? Mommy, Mommy, how does it hurt people? Mommy, Mommy, what's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? And so on it goes. This is something I think anybody who understands me and my way of looking at life, having been on the farm all of my life, having been a broadcaster most of my life, certainly all of my adult life, and in my adulthood, I guess in this case started when I was 17. But there's nothing about this. The farmers, one of the things the National Farmers Union people were talking about the other day is how Trump is losing hold of the one area, if you will, the one group of people that were responsible from, if you look at the rural vote count of the states that brought Trump into the presidency using the Electoral College, he won because people in those states were for what he was doing. Now, Sonny Perdue can say all he wants to about us being able to say to feed all these people and farmers making money, but believe it or not, folks, farmers have a conscience too. And not everybody agrees. Now, there are plenty of farmers who are larger. I don't know any family. Well, that's not true. I do know family farmers who use this stuff.
My uncle does, and my uncle doesn't think that there's any problem with it. In Wisconsin, I've had these conversations about it, and I don't want to get into an argument about whether he's right or, you know, you're right or whatever, but wouldn't we think that if it was as bad as you say it is, and I believe you, wouldn't we put him out of business? Capitalism still has power. So why wouldn't...
There's such a lack of information.
It's information, Jennifer, you're right. It's info. You remember... California,
the government's not forcing people to use Roundup.
No, not at all. But it's because they have, this is like the same sort of thing as the stranglehold that the drug companies have on information and how much money they can spend advertising stuff. Monsanto, now they're owned by Bayer, they have so much cash, so much money that they can sort of counter. Remember in California, five years ago, when the referendum question came up about whether we wanted labeling on the food, and Monsanto spent millions and millions and millions of dollars to keep that, because what you have to see, if it's been treated by glyphosate, you have to see that on the label. So their whole pitch was farmers didn't want to do it. Huh? What are you talking about? Farmers didn't give a damn one way or another whether they did it or not. But that thing, in the last 2 weeks of the campaign prior to the referendum vote, they hit the airwaves. They spent so much money advertising that it worked. Advertising works. Hello, thank you. And so it's the insidiousness. Part of it is, and this maybe sounds a little arrogant, but the dumbing down of America and the lack of curiosity, especially with younger people. You know, I'd like to think that folks...
See, I disagree. This is older people. I've had to educate my parents on every environmental and food-related issue. I disagree with that completely, Doug. Everybody who's under 35 knows about these issues and cares about it.
Everybody in your circle does, but the average person's not as smart as you and your friends. Sorry to have to give you that.
I disagree. I think younger people are way more in tune with this stuff than you give credit for. I really do.
I'm not saying they're not in tune with it. I'm saying in general, the malaise of people shrugging their shoulders at this is because of lack of knowledge and lack of information. So even if we don't make it generational, it still is, and this sounds very arrogant, but it is ignorance. There's no worse combination than ignorance and arrogance. And that's what you got here. This is a perfect combination of that sort of thing. You can talk to any pulmonologist who's well informed and who's worked in, let's say, the Midwest. I suppose, is it the same sort of debate as the vaccine debate? I don't know whether it is or it isn't. I just know in my heart, my spirit, my being tells me this stuff is bad. It's just bad. And I want to tell you, I have a dog run. People run dogs down at the farm, and they bring about 100 dogs in every day, and they run around the farm. They have a great time. The lady who runs it, excuse me, is trying to get rid of some weeds that were around the, I don't know where it was, but she left a couple of jugs of Roundup around, and I said to her, you can't use that here on the farm, and I threw it in the dumpster. And she understood. You know, she actually didn't buy it. Somebody who worked for her bought it because they were trying to get rid of the weeds. So anyway, we could discuss this and debate it and do. It's education. Do what you want. Eat what you want. We're all here. I'm not here to judge you. I judge the EPA and I judge Roundup. I don't judge you. You do what you want that works for you. It doesn't work for me, and I'll tell you it doesn't work for me, and I'll tell you why it doesn't work for me, and you do your own thing. But I find this disgusting, frankly. It is disgusting that this stuff and so many other things that we have, that I find the whole pill-popping industry disgusting. It just is, and most people take the easy way out. It just seems to be the human condition.
It also feels like this is when the government said, oh, smoking is okay for you. Smoking's good for you, even.
Right.
That's what it feels like. It feels like we're back in, like, what was
1950s? Well, yeah. 1950s when I was a kid. Doctors, government people all doing ads telling you Chesterfield was the best smoker. Lucky Strikes were.
It reminds me of Johnson & Johnson, too, where who would have thought that putting baby powder on would, you know, cause cancer later in life? It's like these big names that you're taught, because it's a big name, you think, okay, they don't get this big if people didn't trust them.
They must be trustworthy.
Yeah, they must be trustworthy. And so people use it, and it's not until 20 years later when they're dying of cancer that they realize, oh, okay, maybe that wasn't great.
Yep.
All right, there's the food for thought department here. Today is National Brothers and Sisters Day. 89% of us have a brother and or a sister. In other words, Jennifer, you're in the minority. Only 11% are single.
Yep.
Only children. Women prefer to be the youngest child. Men would rather be the oldest child. 35% of women would prefer, they say, to be the youngest child. 34% the oldest. 17% in the middle. 14% an only child. Meanwhile, 40% of the men say they would prefer to be the oldest child, 24% the youngest child, 20% the middle child, and 16% an only child. I'm glad I'm not an only child.
I think there are going to be so many more only children.
Oh, there are.
Because
people are
having, you know, Miles, like your daughter.
Only child. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's happening more and more. People are just having
one
child.
I think when Brendan gets married, he'll have a child, one child, and they'll be like brother and sister, Miles and whoever his cousin is, they'll be more like brother and sister.
But maybe Brendan's future wife is young enough that they could definitely have more than one.
Pop out of
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll see what happens. Anyway, I'm not giving him kids already. He's not even married yet. Anyway, so Americans without siblings seem to be happy that they are that way. When asked whether they would prefer to have brothers or sisters or be an only child, 38% of people who are only children said that they are perfectly happy without brothers and sisters. Jennifer, are you perfectly happy without a brother and a sister?
Well, I don't know anything any different, so I'm not going to be miserable. But it always strikes me that it would be nice to have someone, especially as you get older, to just share things with that probably understand your upbringing and stuff. So it would be nice to have one, but I don't, like, pine for somebody. I appreciate where I am, and I appreciate being an only child means you're a lot closer to your parents, I think, than you would be if you had siblings. So
get more attention from them.
Well, it's a different relationship, for sure.
Yeah, okay. Sports news. Florida judge doubling down on the decision to delay the release of surveillance video stemming from Patriots owner Robert Kraft's prostitution case. He pled not guilty during court proceedings a couple days ago. The judge agreed to suppress 5 days of video at the request of the defense attorneys representing the owner of the Orchids of Asia Day Spa in Jupiter, Florida. So there have been two or three rulings already to keep the documents and to keep the video from being released because it would deny...
Who wants to see this video?
I don't want to see that video.
It's not just Robert Kraft. I don't want to see any of that video. No, thank you.
The commissioner of the NHL, Gary Bettman, says it would be impossible to ban all hits to the head and maintain hockey as a physical game. Sounds good. Bettman told the Parliament in Canada that larger players would inevitably land blows on smaller players' heads in the normal course of play. So that's good. He says the game is safer for players than football. I don't agree with that.
I don't know where he got that from.
You like hockey.
I love hockey. So does Jen.
I know she does.
I love ice hockey. I think it's probably the most fun game to watch live because it's such a fast-moving game. But there are a lot of concussions with hockey players, so I don't think it's as bad as football, but it's a pretty close second. I think it's a close second. A lot of hockey players...
Well, I think it's a hard-hitting game, for sure, but they're hitting... I think the thing that makes it a little different, and not to split hairs, but when they're hitting, they're doing a lot of standing-up body checking and hitting against the boards, which does not put as much pressure on your spinal column or your neck as when a football player gets railroaded by a 350-pound dude and slams his neck and back of his head into the ground and bounces up.
And that's helmet to helmet. And that's
right.
True. Hockey doesn't go helmet to helmet. It's rare that it goes helmet to helmet. But I don't know. I don't think that this is the right message, though, to be sending at all.
Right. We try to keep our players safe. Should be the message. Not
a good message. All right. Television news. Alex Trebek has given a treatment update. He's pretty upbeat in this interview with Good Morning America, during which he talks about how he's dealing with this stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Man, he's got a real heavy job here, getting a lot of chemo. He said one of the hardest parts of the disease is the chemo itself, because he wasn't experiencing the surges of deep sadness that he now gets after the treatment. He talked to Robin Roberts, who also had cancer, that there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, I'm depressed today and I have no idea why. He joked he's discovered during the treatment that he's a bit of a wuss, says he feels weak all the time. You just got to wish him well. Jennifer, quick highlights. We got a few seconds here. Television tonight.
Well, the big story tonight will be the 2019 Miss USA competition. It's hosted by Nick Lachey and his wife, Vanessa. She was Miss Teen USA back in 1998. And so you can check that out on Fox tonight at 8 o'clock.
All right. That's it. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end.
call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now 53 after the hour. That's the DJV program. I've just been considered, or I've been dubbed, the clickbait king. Wow, that's quite a, that's illustrious. I feel very important, Victoria, that you think that I am the clickbait. This is innocent.
Not really a compliment, but...
in tech talk. Well, there are a lot of things you can click on and things that you follow, and it's wonderfully made possible by technology. So we're not going to follow that so much as a couple of other stories that are important in the world of technology to all of us. Here's a focus on Spotify first. Victoria, what's happening?
Yep, Spotify is spending millions of dollars to become a major player in the podcasting world, and we now know how they might actually integrate podcasting in with all of their music. So what they're doing is they're testing out this new algorithm that places suggested podcast episodes into the mix, where they also generate playlists and where they recommend songs. So this is all based on user data. So I'm not sure how exactly they're matching up podcasts with specific people who like certain songs, but what they're at least doing, some of the tech reporters have been guinea pigs for this with Spotify, and so Spotify took a look at the playlists, and they see when they're listening to music most. So if you're on your morning commute, what Spotify did, which was actually really smart, they threw in some podcasts that have news. So you can listen to some songs, and then it would automatically shift over to a few minute long news podcast, which would give you news of the day or pop culture stuff.
stuff, whatever it is that, you know, that you like. If you're listening to a lot of pop music, you'd probably get more pop culture news. And so Spotify is testing this all out. They spent $500 million on acquisitions in the podcast industry. They bought podcast networks, Gimlet Media and Parcast. And so they're essentially kind of building their army. They also bought the podcast-oriented creation and hosting platform called Anchor, and the playlist test is called Your Daily Drive, and this is what they're figuring out now if they're going to make this a permanent thing. And so tech experts say, given the success of Spotify's Discover Weekly playlist, which is a similar feature that allows you to find new songs, new artists, based on your algorithm, podcasts included in that actually makes a ton of sense, and potentially Spotify could expose its 100 million subscribers to the podcasting world if they're not already listening to it in their car. So this is definitely the next step for Spotify, and I think it makes a lot of sense.
All right. There you go, an endorsement from Victoria. That's important. Bowers and Wilkins have released a new high-end wireless speaker. Let's find out whether it's good for you.
The Geek Out.
Wireless speakers have been all the rage the last few years, but more times than not, the quality of the audio is generally average to poor. Bowers & Wilkins, one of the leaders in audiophile-grade loudspeakers, have now announced a new line of wireless speakers for the home that promise to deliver on both high-end high fidelity and modern good looks. Introducing what they call the Formation Wireless System, it uses a proprietary mesh network that puts all the speakers together for seamless playback, up to 24-bit resolution, and supports AirPlay 2, Spotify Connect, Rune, and Bluetooth. The new Bowers & Wilkins Formation line of wireless speakers start at $1,000 and goes way up from there, and we've posted links about it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Next up, we're going to celebrate, Victoria and I and you, World Password Day. Wow, this sounds exciting.
I know. It's a holiday
One,
for the nerds.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Yay!
Mm-hmm. Well, if that is your password, then on World Password Day, it is time for a friendly reminder from the DJV show to change your freaking passwords. So many people still have their cat's name and an ampersand or whatever for their 401k or for their banking, and it's just not enough. We know, we just talked about this last week, the most hacked passwords are 123456. And adding in some letters or your favorite sports team, i.e. the Dallas Cowboys, which was the most popular, none of that is going to help prevent a cybercrime.
I got an idea. If you won the Megabucks lottery, use that number as your password. How's that for an idea? No? Yes?
Well, you want to make... It's not great, because if you win the lottery, people would probably guess that that would be your password. So anyway, so definitely, today is a great reminder. If you want to use an app, use LastPass or Password 1, and just change your passwords. It's important.
All right, we've taken care of that. Little advice here from the DJ Veers at 50.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.